This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The South by Southwest Conference and Festivals, that's festivals plural because there is so much going on in Austin, Texas, is on right now. Our senior tech correspondent Molly Wood drew the tough duty. We got her on the phone from Austin to get a sense of what's happening down South by. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
First of all, what's the vibe? What's the scene at South by this year?
The scene at South by is that it's a scene, which is usually the case. it's interesting. I was lucky enough to fly into Austin just as the weather changed, because I think everybody had it sounds like by all accounts, the first few days of this particular festival were pretty rough between weather and logistics issues, just pure transportation, which, you know, listeners of our Make Me Smart podcast will have heard me make fun of people who are complaining about not being able to get an Uber or Lyft in Austin. But it turns out it's a pretty real issue.
Well, let's pick up on that a little bit, right? This is was in its earliest days almost a pure technology conference. And yet the city isn't doing business with Uber and Lyft and Airbnb and lots of stuff.
Yeah, I think that to me is a really interesting through line, is that here is this festival of celebrating ideas and trying to inform kind of the tech community about what's coming next. But Austin is a really quirky and unique place that has a complicated relationship with sort of on-demand technology. So last year, Uber and Lyft were operating in the city. They've now been shut down. And toward the end of this year, the city's going to phase out a lot of its short-term Airbnb rentals. And that makes up a lot of the housing for this festival. South by Southwest brings in just the interactive portion, which is the kind of tech event of this festival, brings in 70,000 people.
Phew.
By the time the music show starts, it's 150,000 people. So it's a massive logistical challenge. And if you look at other massive conferences, you know, they've made arrangements for that. The organization that puts on the Consumer Electronics Show, CES, they've worked directly with the city of Las Vegas to get Uber and Lyft in there so that it would be a more palatable conference. And as South by Southwest, you know, faces some troubles in terms of growth and newsmaking, I think it's a problem for them. I talked to Hugh Forrest. He's the director of programming for South by Southwest Interactive. And you can hear some resignation in his voice on this topic.
You know, would it be good for our event if Uber and Lyft were back in town? Yes. Would it be good for our event if Airbnb had a rosier future in Austin? Yes. But Austin is Austin. We do things in many different ways. That's part of the charm, the quirky charm of the city. So we'll see how it plays out.
That is a great piece of tape. You can hear the exasperation in his voice. That's an amazing piece of tape.
That's a tired guy right there. Yeah. That's a tired guy.
How long are you going to be there? Another couple of days?
So I'm here for a couple of days. The interactive portion is actually over. We're now technically into the music part of South by Southwest. But they added on a two-day summit, sort of trying to make themselves more relevant in new and creative ways. So there's a two-day summit that's all about tech and tech policy under the Trump administration. So I am moderating a panel on that topic, or on immigration, in this track, but it's a way to kind of, you know, keep juicing interest in the interactive part, because as you know, it's been a long time since South by Southwest made any news.
Yeah. If you happen to be in Austin, go see Molly Wood doing her panel. Otherwise, you can hear her on the podcast that we do. It is called Make Me Smart. You can get it at our website, marketplace.org/makemesmart. Thank you, Molly.
Thanks, Kai.